USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flood water remains high in parts of Arcadia, Florida, even though it's been nearly a week since Hurricane Ian hit the state. Alexander Vasquez talks about living in the city in the storm's aftermath.
Well, obviously, we had to come through the boat, and it was pretty rough. We thought we were going to flip. The currents were pretty bad, but thankfully, we're here.
First responders say they're unable to reach some areas of the city because of high water levels. Meals, water, and gas are being handed out by the National Guard and relief organizations. A vast majority of CEOs believe a recession is coming. That's according to a survey released by one of the big four accounting firms, KPMG. They revealed 86% of CEOs see a recession coming over the next year. Almost 60% of them expect it to be mild and short. Thousands of U.S. military members are being discharged for refusing to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Appearing on Fox and Friends, John Kirby with the National Security Council says soldiers need to be healthy to serve.
Vaccines are common for you can't even join the military without taking about a dozen or so vaccines to make sure that you're healthy so that you can contribute to the unit's success and readiness.
Expect to pay more for a Christmas tree this year. Operating costs at tree farms are up, and growers who provide about two-thirds of the nation's Christmas trees will be raising prices to retailers by as much as 20% over last year. The CDC is no longer keeping a country-specific list of COVID-19 travel advisories. The agency saying on Monday that fewer countries are testing or reporting COVID cases, so the usefulness of advisories is limited. The Dow giving a thumbs up to Tuesday at the closing bell, gaining over 820 points. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Over 2 million illegal immigrant encounters were reported on the southern border during the 2020 fiscal year. Florida Republican Congresswoman Maria Salazar tells Fox Business that her Hispanic community wants stronger border enforcement.
The only one to blame is the Biden administration and the people surrounding him. I do not understand what's the plan, but I do know that those people coming in, they're bringing fentanyl, and our kids are dying for it. They're bringing child sex traffickers, and those kids are our kids.
The White House notes those numbers can be misleading, as border agents will often encounter the same individual multiple times. They add that the Biden administration is working with Central American governments to crack down on trafficking and smuggling. St. Louis Cardinals slugger Albert Pujols is now number 2 on Major League Baseball's all-time runs batted in list. Pujols passing Babe Ruth when he hit his 703rd career home run Monday night against the Pirates in Pittsburgh. With more than 2,200 RBIs, the 42-year-old Pujols trails only Hank Aaron. There was no Powerball winner in Monday night's drawing, so Wednesday's jackpot will be worth at least $353 million. Tuesday night's Mega Millions drawing could make someone $380 million richer. The cash option works out to just shy of $200 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.